the analogies come. One is Jigar Vritti, other is in Vrindavan they say Madhukar Vritti. And the third is, what is the third one? Mushika, Sarpa Mushika. Yeah. All different ways of maintaining oneself. Ajagar Vritti means just completely depend on Krishna. And then whatever, when actually you are really hungry, you are sure that Krishna will reveal something, which is also a fact. Ajagar Vritti, just sit like that, 2 years, 2 days, 3 days, no food, fourth day, Krishna will send somebody. If you have faith. Is it right? Is it correct? And Madhukar Vritti means you don't want to trouble Krishna that he come and give you something. And you are not interested in sense gratification also. You just, whenever you are feeling hungry, go here and there. And when you get enough for you to maintain yourself, come. Don't collect. Because the honeybees, they collect honey and deposit. You don't just go on collecting. So Madhukar Vritti, take from here and there. Not a burden on anybody. Not go to the same house every day. Like that. So that is Madhukar Vritti. And the third one is Sarpa Mushika. So the not Sarpa Mushika. It is what is the ant called in Sanskrit? Ant. Ant. Anyway, so the ant. So the so the rat burrows a hole and makes a family there. And snake enters there and eats all the rat family and occupy that house. That is also a way of maintaining. So Prabhupada, when he was in Western countries, where they made elaborate arrangements for sense gratification, big parks and all this thing. So these rascals, they work hard like donkeys, and we come and enjoy this. Just walk in and have a good time and go. The devotees are not attached. And it is, by their arrangement, it is there, so devotees have a good time. So that is Sarpa Mushika. You enter the rat hole, eat the rats and stay there. Let people develop all things, you go and take everything and you just stay there. The Krishna's devotees are the rightful owners of this world. But they know how to give in this world. So, Prahlad Maharaj, the most dear servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, once went out during the universe with some of his confidential associates just to study the nature of a saintly person. So he arrived at the bank of the Kaveri. So the point is that saintly persons, they don't stay in towns and cities. So Prahlad, in those days at least, so Prahlad Maharaj, he was searching for saintly people. People look for like-minded company. So Prahlad Maharaj, although he was in this world, but he was Hariparayana, Narayana Parayana, but all around him were people who are materialistic. So Prahlad Maharaj was looking for saintly association. So he was going here and there. He knows that saintly people, they stay aloof from materialistic people. They both cannot go along together. When materialists are there, the spiritual person goes away from there. When spiritual persons are there, like this place will be empty because no materialistic place, it's a discipline. Nobody would like to live like this. They don't come. No, it's gonna go there. Tell you don't smoke, don't eat meat, get up in the morning. But they are not ready. So they don't like to hear such things. So you are searching. Once went out touring the universe with some of his confidential associates just to study the The nature of saintly persons, where do they stay? What do they do? What do they want? Sita Prajnastaka Vasha. Thus, he arrived at the bank of Kaveri, where there was a mountain known as Sahyadri. Sahyadri Mountain is in Karnataka. ISKCON has an ashram there in near Udipi, Sahyadri Mountains. Very nice place. There he found a great saintly person who was lying on the ground covered with dirt and dust, but he was deeply spiritually advanced. So this is also a contrast. Prabhupada did not want us to be like hippies, because we are already in Tamogun. So at least come out of Tamogun by coming to the mode of goodness. So the real saintly people are already in the mode of goodness. They don't want to waste a minute. So we just ignore everything, the external material, because it needs time to take care. They are so absorbed. So just neglect. So this saintly person here, covered with dirt and dust, but he was deeply spiritually advanced. Neither by the saintly person's activities, by his bodily features, by his words, nor by the symptoms of his varnasam status, could people understand whether he was the same person they had known. The inhabitants of the particular place on the bank of Kaveri, in the valley of Sahyadri Mountains, were unable to understand whether the saint was the same man they had known. It is therefore said, Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra Vijnanina Bhujiya. So it happens with all the devotees, like previously, before we became Krishna devotees, we were interested in fashions, makeups, dressing and all things. Once you become a devotee, you just want to maintain the bare necessities of life and not beyond. You don't want to aggrandize, or you don't want to be Adambara. What is the English name for Adambara?
Pompous.
Pompous person. Yes. For every occasion you have a different dress. Marriage dress, club dress. The devotees are not interested like that. So they are not pompous people. So like in the West, very formal dressings. Indians are generally informal, but Westerners are very formal in everything, very reserved. So this man, this saintly person, he could not be understood what kind of life he had led in the past. Nobody could guess. And nobody could understand that maybe is that the same person or he has transformed so much. Like devotees, when we become devotees, we shave our head, we wear dhoti and kurta, completely contrast to the way we were before. See, a highly advanced Vaishnava lives in such a way that no one can understand what he is and what he was. Not sure attempts we made to understand the past of a Vaishnava. So we should never look into the past of a Vaishnava. Well, what is the point? Except that we make offenses. Oh, I know this guy was drinking before. I know he was doing this and that. That is okay. But do you find that kind of hanky-panky behavior, loose behavior now. So instead of appreciating his disciplined life now, because you are envious, because you cannot believe that a person can change like that, so you want to drag him down to your platform. So this should not be done. Nor should attempts be made to understand the past of a Vaishnava without asking the saintly person about his previous life. Prahlad Maharaj immediately offered him respectful obeisances. So we should not dig too much into the life of the previous Purvasram, previous life of the saintly person, because he has become a spiritual person now. What is the point of saying, I was a doctor before, I was from Brahmin family, I was this and that. So, and sometimes still we introduce devotees. So this is Rangaram, is a lecturer in Narayana Engineering College. Not that it is a greater qualification than being a devotee. Devotee is the highest qualification. But still, because people are not impressed with devotee. I tell them this is puja, this is lecture, Narayana, like lecture in Narayana Engineering College, chanting Hare Krishna. What is there in Hare Krishna? So, just impress them that they have a better background than yourself. But still they are chanting. They are socially reputed people. They are socially in a good position. But still, they don't see it as more important than chanting Hare Krishna. So try to understand what is the importance of Krishna consciousness. The advanced devotee Prahlad Maharaj duly worshipped and offered obeisances to the saintly person. Here is also a point. We cannot understand who is an advanced soul, but when advanced people come and deal with another advanced person, oh my God, my Guru Maharaj is respecting him like this. So he must be advanced souls. They are into realization, they are into subtleties of spiritual life, how do spiritual people behave. So whereas we are trying to figure out what this guy can be, how he is advanced. If you can recognize an advanced person, that means you are also advanced, isn't it? Suppose somebody is a PhD candidate, he is a PhD, and some non-PhD, somebody talks to him. If his qualification is less than PhD, how is he going to evaluate a PhD? A PhD can evaluate a non-PhD, but a non-PhD cannot evaluate a PhD. His qualification is bigger. So similarly, that's why we should not try to judge the senior devotees, because we don't know. But when senior devotees, they are dealing with each other, then we watch what's going on. Then we also learn to be polite, respectful, and friendly. Not that, because when we are not advanced, we try to pose ourselves, because we want to be, you know, recognized. But if you are really advanced, what do you think? Krishna knows what I am. I don't have to pose to be somebody. Krishna knows. But let me just be a simple person. The advanced devotee Prahlad Maharaj duly worshipped and offered obeisances to the saintly person. Prahlad Maharaj says, a person in Tamogun may also be sitting in a very literary place, and a very advanced soul also may be. So the difference is in consciousness. He has neglected his material surroundings because he is too occupied in his spiritual contemplation, meditation. And the other guy is so drunken, intoxicated, that he has no idea about what is mode of goodness or Krishna consciousness and so on. Who had adopted a python's means of livelihood, after thus worshipping the saintly person and touching his own head to the saint's lotus feet, Prahlad Maharaj, in order to understand him, inquired very submissively as follows. Seeing the saintly person to be quite fat, Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear sir, you undergo no endeavor to earn your livelihood, but still you are a stout boy, exactly like that of a materialistic enjoyer. I know that if one is very rich and has nothing to do, he becomes extremely fat by eating and sleeping and performing no work." Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati did not like his disciples to become very fat in the course of time. He would become very anxious upon seeing fat disciples becoming bhogis or enjoyers of the senses. That doesn't mean that thin people are eating less. No, please try to understand. You know, the people like us, we eat a lot, but still by constitution, some people don't become fat. In our family, nobody becomes fat, but we eat all right. What can you do? Many times people think Maharaj is very austere. It's not really, is that right? So, that means we should have some common sense. It's not that somebody is a thin person, and he must be a great saintly person. It's not like that. This attitude is herewith confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj, who was surprised to see a saintly person adopting ajagara vritti and becoming very fat. Actually, there is a saying, people have no tensions and worries, even they eat less, they become fat. Yeah, there is no tension. The tensions and worries burn away your fat, you know. So a person who is jovial, naturally even if he eats less, it will be retained in the body because there are no nervousness or anxieties. In the material world also, we generally see that when a man who is poor and skinny gradually endeavors to earn money through business or some other means, and then he gets the money, he enjoys senses to his satisfaction. By enjoying the senses, one becomes fat. Therefore, in spiritual advancement, becoming fat is not at all satisfactory. Devotees are supposed to do tapasya. Eat only as much as necessary. Eat simple food. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das Goswami, Balana Kaiva, Balana Parivo. Don't wear very costly clothes. Don't eat luxury food. Today is 18, so we have come to the 18th. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Verse 18, today's sloka. Nate senasya nirudyamasya. Nate senasya nirudyamasya. Brahmano harto yata eva bhoga. Abhoginoyam tavipradeha. Abhoginoyam tavipradeha. Piva yatastad vadana chamchet.
Piva yatastad vadana
kshamam chet. नतेनस्य निरुद्धमस्य ब्रह्मन्नातयत एव भोग अभोगिनोऽयं तव प्रदेयः पीवा यतस्तद्वदनाक्षमं चेत्
without
activities,
Brahman,
O saintly person,
no,
indeed, it is evident,
Ardha,
money,
Yata,
from which,
Eva,
indeed,
Bhoga,
sense enjoyment,
Abhogina,
of one who is not engaged in sense enjoyment.
Of one who is not engaged in sense enjoyment.
I am
this.
Tava,
your
Vipra,
O
learned Brahmin.
O learned Brahmin.
Deha,
body.
Piva,
fat.
Yata,
how
is it?
Tat,
that fact.
Vada,
kindly tell.
Na,
us.
Shamam,
excuse.
Chet,
if I have asked an impudent question.
If I have asked an impudent question.
What is the meaning for piva in Hindi? Piva. Piva in Hindi. Hindi mein piva. Jab chot lagta hai, piva. Nikal dete hai. Piva means purse. Peek. Hindi mein purse ko kya bolte hain? Peek. Haan? I was, you know, when we were in North India, I think I heard something that Q is bus. Here it is fat. Pure in Sanskrit, fat. Translation purport by the divine grace. O Brahman, full in knowledge of transcendence, you have nothing to do, and therefore you are lying down. It is also understood that you have no money for sense enjoyment. How then has your body become so fat? Under the circumstances, if you do not consider my question, impudent, stupid question, is sometimes impudent, polished way of using the word. If you do not consider my question impudent, kindly explain how this has happened. Please repeat. O Brahman, full in knowledge of transcendence, you have nothing to do, and therefore you are lying down. It is also understood that you have no money for sense enjoyment. How then has your body become so fat? Under the circumstances, if you do not consider my question impudent, kindly explain how this has happened. Purport. Generally, those engaged in spiritual advancement take food only once, either in the afternoon or in the evening. If one takes food only once, naturally he does not become fat. The learned sage, however, was quite fat, and therefore Prahlad Maharaj was very much surprised, because of being experienced in self-realization, a transcendent certainly becomes bright-faced. And one who is advanced in self-realization must be considered to possess the body of a Brahmin, because the bright-faced saintly person was lying down and not working, yet was quite fat. Prahlad Maharaj was puzzled and wanted to question him about this. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Pratadati Swapada Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhaktavanda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram
Hare English vachana Mataji తెలుగు చదవాలనుకున్నారు నెల్లూరులో ఉంటారా నెల్లూరులో ఉంటారా నర్సరాజు నెల్లూరులో ఉంటారా వచ్చారు మందిరంలో ఉంటుందా చూడండి విజ్ఞాన భక్తి నేర్పించాడా లేదా ఏమో దాని అర్థం అంటే మాంసపడి తింటారని భక్తి చేస్తున్నారంటే జపం ప్లస్ 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 ఎవరైనా నమ్ముకున్నారు జీవితంలో ఎవరిని నమ్ముకుని బతుకుతున్నారు మీ అబ్బాయిని బతుకున్నా మీ అబ్బాయిని బతుకు నమ్ముకుని బతుకుతున్నారా మీ ఆయన నమ్ముకుని బతుకుతున్నారా కృష్ణ వెరీ గుడ్ కృష్ణుడు నమ్ముకున్న వాళ్ళు కనీసం 16 మాలలు 2 గంటలు జపం చేయాలి కనీసం చేస్తున్నారా సో హియర్ Prahlad Maharaj is the enquirer, and the saintly person is inquired from, and the inquiries were humble. The way we approach a saintly person, there is a way of approaching a saintly person. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita how we should approach a spiritual personality, because we are full of doubts, we are agitated, and we are not at peace with ourselves. So we don't approach a saintly person in an impolite way. How to extract information from a saintly person is by pleasing him. Whenever you approach a saintly person, because everybody will please when you are polite and humble. Anybody will become immediately favorable. But because we are in the material world, our mind is cheated. We are cheated, we are exploited in so many ways by so many people. So generally, a materialist, he cannot trust anybody. But unfortunately, unless you have that respect for the saintly person, unless you approach him, because he is not obliged to answer your questions, is that right? He is not an employment or paid business. I am going to educate you, but you have to pay this much fees. Neither the saintly persons are interested in making money out of their spiritual education, nor can you please a saintly person by offering him money. A saintly person is pleased by your gentle behavior, how you approach him. Because we are not gentle, so we have to learn what is gentle ways of behavior. That is called association. But you are asking some question like that few days back. How to take association? What is that you said? What is that? In what context did you come and ask? She came to me a few days back and she was asking me what association, what was in your mind? So, taking association of a saintly person. The saintly person, as you said, is not easy to be understood because he is in a different consciousness. Like you approach a saintly person, sir, my illness is not going for many, many months. Kindly can you bless me or help me? He may just say, why don't you go to your doctor? Why don't you go to your doctor? In one sense, that answer is correct. Because you should not approach a saintly person for your illness. My business is not going on quite for some time. Can you please pray for me? People do all sorts of things. They don't know how to take association of a saintly person. Or you go and ask a saintly person a petty thing. And if he is very busy, you just say, all right, go. Then you are only getting that much from the saintly person. So whenever you approach a saintly person, sir, I am a fool, I don't know how to inquire, I don't know what is in my good interest. That's what how Sanatana Goswami, he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sanatana Goswami approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Varanasi, said, people call me a very learned man. People consider me a very important person. I also sometimes think so, but after meeting you and watching your activities, I understand that I am a big fool. And when I watch your activities, I am forced to put questions like, why am I suffering? Because you are in a different consciousness, whereas my consciousness is very clouded. My consciousness is very agitated. My consciousness is perverse. Whereas you are living very carefree. You are living a very, like this saintly person here, has nothing to do, completely relaxed. So, when we approach a saintly person, actually we don't know. That's why you actually put meaningful questions. When you associate with for some time, slowly when your spiritual intelligence also begins to work, then you know how to put proper inquiries. That's why generally in an assembly of Vaishnavas, so we hear how the discussions are going on and we try to see what we are supposed to learn. Then we also get a lead how to make proper inquiries. The saintly person is out of this world. He is not mobilized to please anybody. He doesn't have to conform to the practices of ordinary society. Like we have seen in the Prajapati Daksha's Yajna, all high members of the society, they were all gathering and according to etiquette everything is going on offering. But Shiva, who is a spiritually advanced person, he was lost in his meditation of the Lord, and Daksha came with all his fanfare. And he was expecting that everybody should, you know, like when the Prime Minister walks in and nobody gets up, what is wrong here? When the Prime Minister comes, and everybody, that means he doesn't know that he is Prime Minister, you know, like that. So, when Daksha Prajapati came, a lot of pandits and purohits and Brahmins, there are diamonds, they are all coming in, and everybody got up, because he is the center of attraction, he is the main personality. But Shiva, being an advanced spiritual person, he was not into all these social bhaji things, social etiquette. He was into a different society, even a spiritual society. Like sometimes we go into Karmi assembly. I sometimes wonder, as they say, everybody on the stage, they keep taking everybody's name that they want to see that everybody is recognized. 22nd ward, corporator ji, town MLA ji, the address. But a saintly person, he doesn't have to waste his time, especially when he's given only 5 minutes to talk and he addresses all these people. You know, time out what you are going to tell them your message. So you may just you may start off with a simple comment and go into the prime subject. So that means everybody's consciousness is on a different level, so their priorities are also different, and the subject of their interest also differs. So here Prahlad Maharaj is approaching the 70 person properly. He said, if you do not consider my question impudent, foolish. In one sense it is a good question, in another sense it is not a good question. So when you are approaching a saintly person, how did you, you know, pick up your body? It's not a good question, right? You are supposed to ask, you know, a saintly person his subject. So Prahlad Maharaj, okay, is saying, you are not working, you don't have money, and you are not going here and there trying to pamper your body, still you are fat. So it's a good question actually. So kindly explain how this has happened. The answer is not here. Tomorrow maybe we will be reading the answer. But Prabhupada's commentary is, generally spiritual people, they don't want to pick up fat. Generally people want to, if you are fat, what people do, they want to thin their body. They want to reduce their obesity. There are obesity clinics are there. People are not into spiritual life. If you are a fatty person, no, how can I, because I don't look so good with this big tummy and all that. So let me, so that I look beautiful, so body conscious. A person who is skinny, and he will go to a place where he wants to know how to build weight, pick up weight, because he wants to be attractive. But body is not the platform for a saintly person. We say, you may not be fat, but you should be fit. That means we should not be sick, we should not be weak. We should not be weak. You may be a thin person, but if you are eating properly, maybe looking thin, but you are not weak. That is what is necessary. So when Prabhupada was inquiring his disciples, are you eating properly? Are you taking care of yourself properly? Because unless you eat properly, how you are going to be energetic? How you are going to be enthusiastic when you are feeling weak? So you cannot work enthusiastically. So neither we want to remain weak, nor we want to become fat. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yuktahara. Yuktahara viharasya, yuktachashasya karmasu, yuktasapna bodhasya, yoga bhoti dukkha. If you are eating less, your mind is hankering for food. If you are eating more than necessary, you are becoming dull in mind, you are becoming lazy in body, because eating more than necessary will make us dull. No? The mind goes into rest mode because of the heavy food. So devotees means, as people become advanced devotees, there is no thumb rule that everybody should eat 10 idlis, is that right? Somebody may eat 4 idlis and be active. Somebody may eat 10 idlis and be active, because he is eating 10, let me also eat 10 idlis, and then you go to sleep, where you cannot digest. So about food practices, Prabhupada said, everybody should eat according to their needs. Not that, let me also eat, no, he is taking good dig at the gulab jamun, let me also, maybe he can digest. Yeah. So, the criterion of eating is that when we eat, we should not go to sleep immediately after we eat, and we should be active because we have picked up energy. We should be active. So people take care of the body because they are in body consciousness. A devotee takes care of the body because it's an instrument for the service. So in both cases, body is taken care, but the mood, the interest, why I am trying to take care of body, that completely changes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So,